From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Obama has arrived in China for a three-day visit that may include talks on North Korean and Iranian nuclear concerns, climate change, and trade. China is the world's third biggest economy. President Obama will hold a town hall-style meeting in Shanghai on Monday before he travels to Beijing for a state visit hosted by Chinese President Hu Jintao. U.S. leaders say it is unrealistic to expect a binding agreement on greenhouse gases to come out of next month's climate summit in Copenhagen. They're still hoping to salvage at least some forward progress, though. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
U.S. leaders offered up their assessment of climate talks after a hastily called meeting on the sidelines of this weekend's Asia-Pacific summit in Singapore. Denmark's prime minister traveled to Singapore at the last minute to attend the meeting. Denmark is due to host next month's climate conference in Copenhagen. The prime minister and President Obama both talked about the importance of achieving some tangible success in Copenhagen, even if a binding legal agreement now appears out of reach. Despite widespread recognition of the need to curb greenhouse gases, there's been little accord on how to share the cost among rich and poor countries. There was general consensus here in Singapore that Copenhagen might produce at least a political agreement that could be followed up later with a binding legal deal. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Singapore.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is supporting the administration's decision to put five 9/11 suspects on trial in New York. She told NBC that the suspects should be held accountable in the very place where they allegedly staged the attack. But former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani says military tribunals would have been more appropriate. The Obama administration announced its decision last week on the Guantanamo Bay detainees, including self-proclaimed 9/11 mastermind Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. The Obama administration wants the government to assume responsibility for regulating the safety of the nation's subway and light rail systems. NPR's Barbara Klein has details.
The Washington Post reports a proposal will be presented to Congress in the coming weeks for the Department of Transportation to enforce federal safety regulations for commuter systems, just as it does for airlines and Amtrak. The proposal is in part a response to local oversight failures blamed for a fatal subway crash last June on the Washington, D.C. area metro system. Officials say the overall number of collisions, derailments, and worker fatalities on subways is growing. Congress would have to approve changes to the law to allow federal oversight. Details of the plan, including the relationship between existing state regulatory agencies and a federal oversight body, haven't been released. Barbara Klein, NPR News.
From Washington, this is NPR News. NASA is optimistic about today's planned launch of Space Shuttle Atlantis. Officials say the countdown is going smoothly and the launch time weather forecast for the Kennedy Space Center looks good. From member station WMFE, Judith Smeltzer reports.
Atlantis will carry more than 27,000 pounds of replacement parts that the station may need to keep its power on or to keep it from overheating or tumbling into space. The space shuttle is the only craft capable of carrying such a heavy load, and the shuttle fleet is due to be retired next fall, so Atlantis is the first of several flights that will be packed with spares. NASA's Scott Higginbotham says getting so much equipment ready to fly was harder than expected.
This processing campaign has been a very difficult, challenging race for our team, but we're smiling today because we crossed the finish line and we survived.
Atlantis is scheduled to be in space for 11 days. Three spacewalks are planned during the mission. For NPR News, I'm Judith Smeltzer in Orlando.
Israel is denouncing the Palestinian Authority's decision to seek UN endorsement of an independent Palestinian state that includes the West Bank and Gaza Strip. It says the action damages prospects for peace negotiations. Earlier, Palestinian chief negotiator Saeb Erekat told Israeli radio the Palestinians had grown frustrated with stalled peace talks with Israel. Defense Secretary Robert Gates is coming under fire for blocking the release of nearly two dozen controversial photos of foreign detainees. The American Civil Liberties Union says people have a right to see the images as part of history. The photos show abuse of prisoners in Iraq and Afghanistan. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News in Washington.